Patron.
Explain that system to me. I've heard some about that.
Patron, well, it's just like a boss, like, or jefe, like Mr. Del Rio, I would say he's my jefe.
He's your jefe.
J-E-F-E. That's another name for boss. My jefe or patron, that's someone who employs or who has employers under him.
Mm-hmm.
Employees, rather. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
What about a child that's born with one parent's black and the other parent's white? What would you call a child like that?
Well, it doesn't sound very nice, and I wouldn't like for anybody to call me a mixed breed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's generally, you know, I guess they try to insult.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say so and so is half Anglo and half
mm-hmm.
Spanish, or it's a cross of Anglo mm-hmm. and Spanish or whatever.
What about mulatto?
Mulatto, I believe, is a cross between between colored and Anglo, or
mm-hmm.
colored and something else.
Mm-hmm. What about octoroon or quadroon? Did you ever hear those?
No.
What about the French people in Louisiana? Did you ever hear a name for them?
Mm-hmm.
Cajun or Cunas or?
No.
What about a very light-skinned colored person? Would you have a special name for them?
Albino?
Mm-hmm.
You mean an albino?
Well, I just meant someone who's...
Who's very fair?
Do you ever hear yellow or...
No. I would say, well, she has a very fair skin, or
mm-hmm.
is very fair skinned, or is very fair.
Mm-hmm. What about, with Negroes, it's sort of more prestigious or something to be light-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the very dark Negroes in the South
mm-hmm.
have traditionally sort of been, you know, looked down on
mm-hmm.
or something. Is it the same way with Mexicans or Mexican Americans?
I think so. More or less, it comes to about the same thing. It
mm-hmm.
amounts to about the same thing. In well, not too far away, here in the state of Texas, they have the impression that all of us Mexicans, as a general rule, we are very dark, and
mm-hmm.
we don't know how to conduct ourselves. We are very ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't think of a Mexican being just as smart
mm-hmm.
as an Anglo,
mm-hmm.
like... Now, like I say, my daughter there in Dallas, and before they knew her, before they had met her, they pictured her as, like one of her sisters-in-law said, a short, fat, greasy Mexican. And she's tall, and she's
mm-hmm.
about as fair as you are,
mm-hmm.
and has blue eyes, and you couldn't tell she has Mexican blood in her.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell just by looking at her. Now, a lot of people have been fooled
mm-hmm.
and they start talking about her in Spanish, not knowing that she knows just as good Spanish as I do. It really is funny.
What did they say about her?
Well, you know, like... maybe somebody won't like her, and they'll say, oh, look at that.